It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson has returned home for the first time since suffering a life-threatening brain hemorrhage last December. The 60-year-old Democrat, whose term is up next year, has been making a slow but steady recovery. Last night at a welcome home rally, Senator Johnson declared in a halting speech that he's back. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The event at the Sioux Falls Convention Center had all of the trappings of a campaign rally. The Roosevelt High School band played Give Me Some Lovin' and YMCA. Aging Democrats waved blue and white Welcome Home Tim placards. This was clearly a political event, orchestrated to demonstrate that Tim Johnson is healthy enough to resume his duties as a U.S. senator. But this was also about a man who's clawed his way back from the verge of death. His son, Brendan, told the overflow crowd that in the days after Johnson collapsed, the family prayed only that he'd make it through the night. What lay ahead of them were months in hospitals and rehabilitation programs.
My father was going to have to learn to move again. He was going to have to teach himself how to talk. And that was going to be a long, frustrating process. And it has been. And as my mother said the other day, the last few months haven't always been pretty. But it has been beautiful.
Brendan added that his father and the Johnson family still have a long way to go.
But we've come so far, and we are so proud of our father, your senator, Tim Johnson.
And with that, Brendan's older brother, Brooks, pushed the senator out onto the podium in a wheelchair. It was Johnson's first public appearance since he collapsed on December 13th of last year. Johnson rose with the help of a cane and acknowledged the roar of the crowd with a twitchy nod.
Before I get too far along in my remarks, it must already be clear to you that my speech is not 100%. My doctors tell me that it will get there.
Johnson thanked the people of South Dakota for their support and patience during his long recuperation. Sticking to a prepared speech, he said, "I'm back," and vowed to return to the floor of the Senate this fall.
And I promise you all that I will work harder than ever for you and for our state. Not everyone gets a second chance at life. My commitment to you for my second chance at life is to make you and all South Dakotans the beneficiary of that gift.
After the speech, Sue Hoffman, who was in the crowd, said she was heartened to see Johnson at the podium.
I think he looks great, and he is a great person for South Dakota, and he just represents what South Dakota is. We're a strong people, we're a strong state, and so is he.
And Johnson will need to be strong as he re-enters the political battlefield in Washington. In 2002, he won re-election by only 524 votes. Before his brain injury, Republicans eyed Johnson's Senate seat as one they hoped to win. And the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, John Ensign, has said recently they still view Johnson as a target in 2008. Stu Rothenberg, the editor of the Rothenberg Political Report, says any Republican challenger would have to treat Johnson gingerly.
There is both a sympathy factor, and I think on the flip side, there's this question of can he do the job? And that's why his appearance before the public and the press is so critical.
Rothenberg says at a certain point, voters are going to be asking whether Johnson is up for the grueling schedule of a U.S. senator.
If voters in South Dakota think, yes, he can do the job, then I think he'd be very difficult, if not impossible, to beat if he runs for re-election. If they think that they're not sure about that, then that offsets some of the sympathy.
Johnson's office says there hasn't yet been an official decision on whether he'll seek re-election in 2008, but they say it is his intention to run. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.